organizing the airlift. I'm Tim McGuire with an AP News Minute. The former U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, John Bass, heading back to Kabul to organize the airlift underway to get Afghan civilians, U.S. citizens, and others out of the country in the wake of the Taliban takeover. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
Overseeing the logistics of this rather large, rather ambitious, expansive operation.
A top political donor to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is the CEO of a Chicago hedge fund that owns nearly $16 million in shares in Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, whose monoclonal antibody DeSantis has been touting as he talks about the pandemic. While DeSantis opposes mask mandates and vaccine passports, he is promoting the drug, which was used on former President Trump after he was infected. Ken Griffin, the head of the hedge fund, has donated nearly $11 million to a political committee that supports the governor. I'm Tim McGuire.